Well, welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined by a couple of very special guests today, Amanda Fisher and Steve Russ. We're here to talk a little bit about mental health, but also to talk a little bit about a couple of things or a few things that a lot of people struggle with, especially during the holiday season that we're approaching: alcohol, depression, and stress.
That's right. Thank you for having us. And as you know, each month of this year, of 2017, we've talked about a different topic, focusing on the importance of mental health. A lot of people, when they think of Healthy Nevada, they think about losing weight or taking more steps and that kind of thing. Well, we are focusing on paying attention to our mental health and normalizing the conversation surrounding it. It's very normal to talk about physical things, but not so normal to talk about mental health. So I am accompanied today by Steve Russ, and very glad to have him. He wears many hats. He's currently the pastor at LifeWalk, and he's also a local pharmacist and a person in recovery, so he has a whole lot of insights that he can share from very different perspectives. So because our topic is alcohol, depression, and stress, like you said, this time of year, I think it's very important to talk about it this time of year, especially with the holidays quickly approaching, because people do get stressed out and a lot going on this time of year. So I wanted to start out by asking you, Steve, if you can talk about signs of depression, becoming overstressed, and, you know, what that looks like so we know what to watch for.
Okay, so some of the signs of stress and depression are very similar. With stress, it can deal with our thoughts. So excessive worry, not being able to turn our thoughts off, irrational fears. You know, they may make sense to us, but if we told somebody else about it, they wouldn't make any sense to them. So our thinking can be affected, can be a sign of stress. Insomnia, not being able to get to sleep or waking up early in the morning, not getting back to sleep. Tenseness of muscles, so headaches, fatigue, not being able to stay calm, and then digestive problems, nausea, diarrhea, constipation, those types of things. Those can be some of the signs of stress. In terms of depression, again, it's in the thought part of our life, we can have trouble concentrating, trouble remembering details, focusing, concentration, those kind of things. Our sleep can be disturbed, so we can sleep excessively, or again, we can have the early morning waking or inability to get to sleep. Our eating can be affected. We can eat too much. Some people do. Some people don't eat enough when they get stressed or when they get depressed. Loss of interest in things is a big sign for depression. And then the last one would be losing hope. We just are not finding much hope in things anymore in life.
Okay, thank you. So this time of year, especially with the depression and stress levels being high, people tend to self-medicate or use alcohol to alleviate some of those symptoms that you talked about. So what are some of the dangers or risks? Some of it's common sense. We know, we've been taught, but just remind us, mm-hmm. What are some of the dangers and risks of using alcohol during these depressive episodes or stressful times?
Yeah, so alcohol in and of itself can be a depressant once we use enough of it. It can, you know, cause depression in us neurochemically. So it's also a chemical coping strategy that when I work with people, I try to find non-chemical coping strategies. But it can be a chemical coping strategy that we rely on, and we may only use it occasionally, and we might find more reason to cope with alcohol. And then what can happen, it can be progressive. It takes more to get the same effect. And so what can happen, especially this time of year where alcohol is used during holiday celebrations, but also in our own private life, we can go to it to relieve stress, to deal with depression. It's a very slippery slope that I warn people, because I went down that slope on my own, struggling with anxiety and depression most of my adult life, and trying to use alcohol and prescription drugs as my way to cope.
Thank you for sharing that. We would like to know, in your experience, how do you help people, and you mentioned this already a little bit, but how do you help people navigate through stressors in a positive way? What are some things that you can help share with us to help people?
So one of the things I try to help people with is to become aware of themselves, aware of their bodies, aware of their thoughts. And sometimes we just need to slow down. We just need to slow down and kind of take inventory of ourselves and do a checkup. And so if we can slow down, maybe we need to create some margin in our life. It's like a piece of paper that has margins on either side. You know, sometimes our life is like that, and we fill up those margins, and there's just nowhere for our life to go. It's just so full. We need to create some margin in our life so that we can have that time to slow down and check up on ourselves. A lot of times during stress and depression, we struggle with it in isolation. We generally don't want to tell anybody about it. We don't want to talk about it. We want to figure it out on our own, or we just carry that a burden around on our own. And so it's finding somebody we can trust, and hopefully we have a friend or someone that we can trust that we can go to and talk about these things. Maybe we need therapy to find a therapist. Maybe it's a physician. And then one of the things I like to work with people on is making a plan. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. So if I don't change something, I'm going to continue down this road. And so, I think evaluating the thinking, we're our own worst enemy. And when we don't know that, life can be tough. We can think that it's our spouse or our boss or the world or whatever. But when we can see that our own expectations of ourselves, our own expectations of others, our own expectations of situations, especially at holiday times, can create a lot of stress. And then if we're the type, maybe we have insecurities. Insecurities can play a role in our thinking that way. And so if we're the type that may want to try to control based on fears, we can try to control situations and that can create, some stress in our lives. So I try to work with people in terms of making a plan, evaluating their thinking, looking at their sleep, looking at their exercise, or lack of, because exercise is one of the best natural anti-stress, antidepressants that we can do. And then looking at our intake of food and beverage, because, I remember when I was struggling coming out of treatment, my therapist told me you need to exercise. You need to cut down on caffeine, salt, and sugar. And I thought that was the lamest bit of advice I could ever get from somebody. But 15 years later, I look back and realize that was the best advice they could give me.
Right. Thank you. That's all very valuable information. And I'm sitting here thinking in my own head, yeah, I need to do a better job at some of these things that he's talking about. So very glad that you were able to share with us today. And thank you for having us, Tony. We really appreciate it and hope that people continue to join us each month for this segment.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you guys by, and thank you both for coming and sharing. And, you know, a lot of things that we can think about as we head towards this holiday season, obviously, a lot of things that as far as the stress and everything, I think we all kind of deal with that, especially this time of year. So definitely some good things to think about. Amanda Fisher, Steve Russ, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.